This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So talk to me about the sort of changing vibe, for lack of a better word, at the White House. You've got Sean Spicer out, Anthony Scaramucci in. There's discussions about maybe Rudy Giuliani, although he shot those down a bit today, and perhaps you coming into a more sort of outside role, inside role. Are you going to take a bigger role in this administration in any way?
Look, I'm going to try to be helpful in ways that the president finds useful. I'm focused very much now on getting a tax cut bill passed and signed into law by Thanksgiving. I think that's the most important project for Republicans in the next few months and key to the 2018 election. But let me just say, I think Scaramucci is a good choice for a reason that may surprise you. Scaramucci is a New Yorker. He's a businessman. He's a millionaire. He actually is a natural fighter. He will take some of the pressure off Trump. Mm-hmm. I think Trump has felt, the president has felt, very beleaguered. He talked about the beleaguered Attorney General. I think the president's felt beleaguered because, frankly, this thing is so totally screwed up. It is so one-sided and it is such a witch hunt that I'm totally sympathetic to the Trump position. I think it's absurd that the Republicans in Congress have not investigated the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton 33,000 emails, all of those things. You want to talk about Russian involvement? Then let's start with the Clinton Foundation. I think it's absurd that they haven't, and have frankly, gone right at the Deputy Attorney General and said, tell us what it is Mueller is investigating. He's supposed to have a law. There's supposed to be some crime here that Mueller's investigating. Tell us what it is. I think that this thing is a witch hunt. I think the people that Mueller's hired are bad people. And I think that the president has every right to be very angry.
All right. I got to go. But will you have an official role or just the way you described it, sort of helping on the outside with tax reform and other things?
No, I like helping.
Yeah, I think he answered that question. Newt Gingrich, of course, with Martha McCallum, and talking about the Robert Mueller probe, which is consistent with what we've been saying, is that it is a witch hunt. It's a bad deal. But the question is, does President Trump, is he ready to pull that trigger and disengage from this? I mean, just from the basis of what a special counsel is supposed to be all about. They keep bringing up the same question. Where's the crime? There's no crime. You don't have a special counsel. There's no crime. So if there's no crime, let's move on here and let's not just open the door to some kind of witch hunt. I mean, now to the point that Mueller's looking into the finances of Donald Trump. I mean, this thing's out of order. I mean, Congress needs to get control of what a special counsel is all about, that you don't allow them to come in and just do a fishing expedition into everything. You know, you just do what it is that you said you were going to do, and that is look into the Russian probe. But again, if that's the case, where is the crime? You know, there's no crime here. They've walked over, you know, crimes in front of it in order to get to this, to try to find something here. Newt Gingrich brings up the former speaker about the Clinton Foundation, which we talked about again. Is there some real crimes here with the Clinton Foundation, with the pay to play and the selling out of the state office for individual greed and aggrandizement of the Clinton Foundation, Bill Clinton and Hillary and their particular interests? Did they sell out the American people in order to to fatten their wallets? That seems to be the case, and that to me is a lot more plausible than this whole Russian situation that we keep fighting like Don Quixote chasing down windmills, as I say. I think nerve is required here, not only by the president, but by Republicans to do the right thing by the American people. And we want to be the voice of encouragement to do that, because if we're going to get this country back on track, it requires nerve and it requires truth and courage. This is Bill Martinez.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to talk about how the Beltway got it all wrong, and they still continue to deal with the tsunami, or call it the earthquake, of the 2016 election, as they still try to process what the heck just happened. I mean, even yesterday, you got Chuck Schumer trying to rewrite history and trying to steady the ship for the Democrats, and you're still scratching your heads going, you're still not getting it. Maybe you need to read the book American Greatness, How Conservatism, Inc. Missed the 2016 Election, and What the D.C. Establishment Needs to Learn. One of the co-authors, Seth Leibson, joins us right now. Seth is the former vice president of two of the nation's premier think tanks, Empower America and the Claremont Institute, co-host of the Seth and Chris Show. He's written speeches for and collaborated with candidates for national office and several former cabinet officials. Seth, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, it's an honor to be with you. Thanks for having me. I'm doing just fine.
I got to tell you, I just so appreciate what you and Chris have put together with your book and some insight here. I think this should be an eye-opener and a must-read for anybody on the Beltway, because I think even some tried-and-true Republicans, especially, I mean, they're part of that D.C. establishment themselves, are still scratching their heads and trying to figure out the Trump phenomena.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's as if the Weather Channel missed Hurricane Katrina, isn't
it?
Yeah, I mean, it was there for a lot of us to see.
Mm-hmm.
You open your hour there with Buffalo Springfield. What's that sound? I love it. You know, they missed that sound. We saw it in talk radio, didn't we? We saw the Trump people standing in line for standing room only audiences to hear Donald Trump. And there they were missing it the whole way through, which means something really important, I think, when we tune in to quote-unquote experts, whether they're on Fox or CNN or MSNBC, that these experts in Conservatism, Inc. didn't just miss the election, Bill. They missed America.
Yes.
It's America they got wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is what Main Street and those of us who are fighting for those core values, again, are trying to get across and encourage, be a voice of encouragement and support for the Trump administration and those that that we're simpatico with, that have the same vision, that see what is missing. We see our core values eroding. We talked with Bruce Thatcher several months back of the release of his new book, and he cited four empires and the consistent thing that happened with those four empires. Their downfalls began and ended with the abandonment of core value principles. And here we are, America. I see us at the same brink.
Yeah, it's always dangerous for an author to cite another person's book. But yes, I take my cues from a French philosopher, Jean-Francois Ravel, in a great book, How Democracies Perish. And he said, they perish when they stop believing in their core causes and cease the courage of their convictions. That happened very much so for the past really a generation in America, maybe even further. And here comes someone who, what were his four core issues? Fighting radical Islam, defeating ISIS, national sovereignty, putting the economy back on track, the kinds of things that we thought conservatives and really all Americans should be getting behind. And yet, yeah, you're right. Even to this day, much of Conservatism Inc. almost seems to be rooting for failure on these issues.
Yeah, I mean, because of the personality, because of the messenger.
Right.
You know, ignore the message. We just don't like the messenger, you know, which we're shooting ourselves in the foot here. And clearly this is coming out in the healthcare debate more than anything else. Don't you think, Seth?
I do think so. And I think that if we don't get this right, what we all rolled up our sleeves to do and accomplish in a huge, monumental, some would even say miraculous way in November 2016, we will squander in November 2018. I mean, the victory will be at best fading. And, you know, with Conservatism Inc. right now, as I say, rooting for failure of the Trump administration, we're well on our way to taking our victory and turning it into a colossal defeat.
Exactly.
Where everything we did in 2016 leads to a Schumer-Pelosi Congress and Senate. I just can't fathom that outcome.
Well, let's fast forward 2018. We're you know, because of the mainstream media and all these other issues, the inner fighting within the Republican and even conservatives here, that because we have all this infighting going on, it opens the door for even the takeover, and maybe not of both houses, but let's just say the House of Representatives. What does our democracy look like then?
Oh, it stalls, and it looks very much like probably the first George H.W. Bush administration, where you compromise against yourself, you increase taxes, you try and appease the dominant house, which is always the House of Representatives, and you stall on everything that we call the Trump agenda or the American greatness agenda, or really what we used to call the Republican and conservative agenda. It's over. It's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you say the dominant House. Here it is. Republicans have led the House, but they haven't demonstrated much dominance, have they?
No, and it's because it is not a Trump caucus. I mean, Ronald Reagan had to fight with this, too. I mean, the reason he couldn't get rid of the Department of Education was as much because of moderate Republicans as it was because of Democrats. I worked for the, you know, his Secretary of Education, Bill
right.
Bennett. They tried.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Their problems were Lowell Weicker and Arlen Specter as much as they were the Democrats. This is not a Trump caucus. I think it is our duty as conservatives to get him there. There are some promising signs, but right now you do not have a swath of American greatness Republicans.
I've been saying for quite a while we need to send in reinforcements, and certainly the 2018 election is that opportunity for conservatives and those that hold to these core values, Seth, that we not grow weary, that we maintain the fight. We've just begun. It's not just something that came and went with the 2016 elections. If we're going to really affect the difference that we want to on behalf of our kids and our grandkids, then we need to stay engaged, don't we?
Bill, not only do we, but we need to listen to what the American people said to the American people. 206 is the important number. There were 206 counties in 2016 that voted for Donald Trump that had twice voted for Barack Obama. They voted for Barack Obama in 2008, and they voted for Barack Obama in 2012. Trump flipped those. Those were not just Republicans, obviously. This was a man who could magnetize and attract from independents, from disaffected Republicans, and what we used to call lunch pail or Reagan Democrats. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the guy who shows us how to win and not the guys who kept showing us how to lose.
Amen to that. I got to tell you, so much, no question, that, you know, it is amazing to me that we're going to allow, I say we're, the Republican Party, the GOP, the Grand Old Party, is going to allow victory to be stolen or defeat to be stolen from the jaws of victory. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we are pretty good at that, and we found one guy who showed us how not to do that. One Mitt Romney, one John McCain. We found the guy who knew how to do that because he knew how to talk common sense to a common people who were looking and thirsting for a common sense approach to not only policy but politics once again. And someone who knew how to throw a punch, by the way.
Exactly.
I don't want to understate that.
We've got more from Seth Leibson. Stay with us on Bill Martinez Live.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long, all right now. Hey, hey.
Hey, it's what I said, okay? and we keep on saying it. We're talking with one of the co-authors of the book, American Greatness, How Conservatism, Inc. Missed the 2016 election and what the D.C. establishment needs to learn. Meanwhile, well, they're on this this very slow track to learn and understand, Seth Leibson. It is we, the people, that are paying the price for this incompetence and ineptitude.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I think when you are geographically situated in, you know, Chevy Chase, Washington, D.C., Manhattan, it's very hard to understand what's going on in Topeka. It's very hard to understand what's going on in Macomb County. It's very hard to understand what's going on in many of these states and counties that Donald Trump was the first Republican to win since something like 1984 in many cases. I mean, we had written off Michigan. We had written off Wisconsin as a Republican party. He didn't. And what? Who's the we who wrote him off? The we who wrote him off, by the way, Bill, was the consultant class that is situated in Manhattan and Washington, D.C. The guy who didn't write him off was the guy who went into every community and fought for every vote in these swing states. And son of a gun, he got him.
And won the election.
And he wins the election. So the Clinton campaign goes into, you know, a depressed area of Michigan, a wiped out, economically degenerated place in Michigan. And their idea is to send in Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen to talk about global warming. And Donald Trump says, the heck with that. I'm going in myself and I'm going to talk about manufacturing.
Exactly.
That's how he won those things, and that's something Republicans forgot how to do.
Well, to make America great again, like any good businessman, as you know, Seth, any good, especially in a CEO position, looks at the trajectory of a business, and they will see where they made the wrong turn and then go back to what happened. Where did they make that wrong turn? They'll correct the trajectory, and they're back to gaining ground again. And to me, this was a simple, educated business decision that he made, and he applied it to this country. And I believe it's those things, that those common sense kind of things that worked and that that gained traction with the forgotten man and woman of America said, oh, my goodness, this is a government that could make sense again.
Yeah, and when you think – that's right, Bill. And when you think about, you know, the stage of primary candidates he sliced through, you know, 17
amazing,
of our
yeah.
best and brightest Republicans ranging in ideology from, you know, Rand Paul and Rick Santorum to George Pataki and Ted Cruz. I mean, that's a pretty wide range.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, as I say, thought of as our best and brightest. And American people said, we want this guy. This guy gets us. This guy is actually speaking in a new but old way, mm-hmm. if you will, a new and old way that we can resonate with. And it's a way that it's a sound we haven't heard since about 1979, 1980. And the times, by the way, you remember how many years over the last 8 years we said this is like the Carter administration?
Yes.
And
exactly.
We need someone like a Ronald Reagan to
right,
reverse
right.
A Jimmy
yeah.
Carter. Yeah. I mean, how did we forget that? Not we, not you, not me, not your listeners.
Right.
How did the D.C. establishment miss that totally?
Well, like you said, they're lost in their own weeds and,
yep.
You know, business as usual. This is why all this is a conundrum. But if they don't wake up soon, my hope and prayer here, Seth, is the American public does not lose heart whatsoever, that they understand Right.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. We have a chapter in the book, Conservative Stockholm Syndrome. It's almost as if they are used to winning and used to losing and more comfortable as an opposition rather than a leading governing party. It's almost as if we're at that place where they actually think the Democrats may have the better argument. We just need to be Democrat-like, you know?
Yeah, and this is incredible. I mean, case in point, again, we bring up the healthcare situation. It's like one pundit, the example there, says it's like a dog that keeps chasing the car and one day catches it and doesn't know
and
what to do
what?
With it. You know? And it's like, wait a minute, are you kidding me? And even Donald Trump called him and said, look, for 7 years, which is what we've been saying on this show, for 7 years you've been talking about repeal and replace, and now you got it, and you guys can't figure it out, and then you want to argue in public about all the things that it doesn't do. How about starting with the things that it does do? And for the first time, For the first time since all this began, it took President Trump yesterday to start noting some of the positive things and calling out Democrats, saying, hey, look, they're so quick to, discredit this bill here, but they don't even know what's in it. And they're making these false statements about it. But let me tell you, here's what's in it. Here's what we agree on at this point. And I'm going, hallelujah, it's about time that we're starting to hear something positive about what the health care bill is all about, what it's doing right now, and then let's work on, the other nuances that we need to do to bring, 50-51 senators to yes.
Absolutely. This is a huge acid test for the Republican Party right now, and the acid test is precisely this. Does the Republican Party prefer freedom to big government? Mm-hmm. That's the question.
Yes.
That's the question. Obamacare was brilliant in what it did and what it accomplished, because once you put it in place, as Ted Cruz said some years ago, it's going to be awfully hard to reverse it. You know, for all the good Margaret Thatcher did in reforming Great Britain, the one thing she couldn't touch was national health care.
Right.
Because once that's in the vein, that's a hard needle to take out.
Exactly.
And it just seems like too many Republicans don't want to do that. They have gotten used to these subsidies. They have gotten used to the Democratic talking points about Medicaid and Medicare and Medicare and what the Democrats do. This is part of that Stockholm syndrome. But if they're serious, sorry about my guy here, Henry.
It's okay.
He's agreeing with me vociferously.
We love puppies. we're dog lovers here. Are you kidding me?
Oh, good, good, good. It's America.
Yeah.
But that is the question. Are Republicans going to be serious about canceling this thing, which they were happy to do when they weren't in power? But now when they have the ball, can they face up and defend freedom? That's the question.
You bring up a key point to all this, Seth, and this is the thing. You always have to look at where the rubber meets the road. What is this all about? What did Ronald Reagan sell consistently, whether it was to Russia, whether it was to any entity? It was the light of freedom. Is that our beachhead? Is that where conservatives, is that where tried and true Republicans, not these faux Republicans out there, because what we're looking for are people that are willing to fall on their sword. Are you willing to fall on your sword for freedom?
This is the whole heart of why you do what you do. This is the whole heart of what your audience tunes in for you for. It's the founding of America, this experiment about whether a group of people, for the first time in the history of the world, could found themselves not on the divine right of kings, and not on any kind of bloodline or blue line, but on this very notion that we who hold these truths to be self-evident are the same people who are we, the people in the Constitution, and whether this small group of people could adhere to a unified series of beliefs and govern themselves rather than be governed by an elite they don't know. This is the whole point that Donald Trump has taken us back to in the election, and that too many Republicans are willing to wash their hands of and say, you know what, we're used to rule by elite. The exact opposite of the founding. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say thank God for audiences like yours, because they get it.
Well, and for the work that you and Chris have done with this book, because this will go a long way in encouraging people to say, yes, in fact, we're on the right track. This is a process. I mean, it's like this, waking up one day and realizing, oh, my gosh, I'm carrying 50 extra pounds here. You're not going to lose it overnight. You got to go through the process. You have to first get yourself out of denial and see that it is, in fact, 50 pounds of too much weight that you're carrying with you, and then start taking those steps to shed those pounds. And this is what we're doing. It's the same type of process. We got to get through it. We cannot grow weary at all. Hang in there. And as you say, Seth, the threat is this Stockholm syndrome that we could fall into. But we don't need to, because for the sake of freedom, for all that our founding fathers went through, and those that that paid their treasure and their lives, their very blood for us to enjoy to this very day, and what we could pass on to the next generation, to our children and our grandchildren, it is a fight worth fighting for, I say.
It's a sacred honor, sir.
Yes, it is. Seth Leibson, former vice president of two of the nation's premier think tanks, co-author with Chris Buskirk on their new book. I highly recommend it. It's linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live.
Married, do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez live.
It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, coming at you in over 280 markets across this country, including Red State Radio, Talk Radio. It's always good to be associated with them. They carry us live every day. And, of course, when you go to New York on 42nd Street, you see the big billboard there, Bill Martinez Live. Yes, right there on 42nd Street, right next to Dave and Buster's. It's quite showcased, and I appreciate you taking selfies and sending them to me. Thank you for sharing, and I'm glad that you're doing that. So keep passing on the good word. And, of course, we're also around the world via shortwave. So we're as pervasive as we can possibly be, and we continue to expand our influence here as we continue to fight for the good things and those values, those wholesome values that have made America so great. We're going to take a break, okay, from the hustle and bustle. We're going to talk about simplifying life. And I know probably for some of you, you think about, okay, you know, it's gotten a little hectic. What can we do to slow things down a little bit? Well, Don and Patrice Lewis join us. You're going to love what they have done. You talk about downsizing or maybe approaching life a little bit differently. They live on 20 acres in Idaho's Panhandle with their two homeschooled children and assorted livestock. They've published their useful Practical Country Living series of 24 e-pamphlets covering such great topics as moving to the country, canning, milking cows, cheese making, low-tech solutions to high-tech problems. I like that. And Black Gold Homestead Composting, their website is ruralrevolution.com. Patrice also, by the way, is the author of the book, The Simplicity Primer. Boy, I'll tell you, this is a must-read for those of us that have gotten caught up in the hecticness of life in the 21st century America we live in. The Simplicity Primer, 365 ideas for making life more liberable, more livable. Don and Patrice Lewis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, great to have you here. You know, I hear Idaho, and I got to tell you, during my skiing days, I did have a chance to go through Idaho and the best baked potatoes ever. I long for Idaho's baked potatoes. It's just not the same. I mean, when you have them there in the state, it's kind of like a pineapple in the old days in Hawaii. They're just something about right out of the ground, right off the vine, just makes Idaho potatoes just like nothing else.
Well, we tend to agree with you. We grow a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, I'm coming over. Because I need to de-stress here a little bit, and I got to think that practical country living would do a whole lot in helping me, de-stress just a bit, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Okay. Hey, well, tell us about, the self-sufficiency gardens and other wisdom from your practical country living series. Don, break it down for us, if you would.
Well, actually, there's not really too much to break down to it. You simply live a good life when you have the opportunity to put aside an awful lot of stuff. We both had professional careers a number of years ago, and we finally decided that when it came time to raise our children and head out to take care of that situation, a better option for us all was to finally step aside from the big cities and the long lines and the commuter backups on the roads, and move to a place where things were a little bit more enjoyable. And once we got there, we discovered that simplicity is not as simple as a lot of people think.
Yeah,
it takes a little bit of effort to get there.
Which is actually how we got started with writing about it, because endless people started saying, well, how do you move to the country? How do you homeschool? How do you simplify your life? How do you raise livestock? How do you can? All this kind of stuff that people started asking when they read the blog. And that's how the ebook was came about, and that's how all the blog advice came about.
And one of the things that we try to get across to people is that we've made every single mistake that you possibly can
Absolutely.
Make.
Absolutely.
And we mainly because we do an awful lot of, here's what we did, don't do this. We can tell you how to avoid an awful lot of the pitfalls that we ended up falling into frequently.
Well, we call that the learning curve, you know, and I say the learning curve expense, right? You're either going to pay for it in college or pay for it through the practical realization of life and the pursuit of happiness, right, Patrice?
Absolutely. And it's one of those things where if we had known then what we know now, we sometimes wonder if we would have embarked on this lifestyle. And in the end, we have to say, yeah, we would have. It's been a heck of a ride, and we've loved every minute. Well, mostly every minute.
Well, Don,
yeah, we don't like cows. When cows get out and start running across the fields, things aren't nearly as simple as they ought to be.
Well, that's a lot of animal. I mean, you know, they look so cute when they're calm, but when they take off, that is a lot of energy, you know, rolling down the road there.
And then here's a piece of advice. They can always run faster than you.
Yes, exactly, including sharks. You know, we found out the other night that sharks can outswim, the fastest swimmer, in Mark Phelps. So, sure, whether it's sharks or cows, yeah, it's not a fair fight, is it?
Although at least cows have the compensating virtue that they usually don't try to kill you for food.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Hey, Don, you talked about what life was for you before. I want to give you a little bit more, you know, just so that we have the contrast here of what you two were doing. I mean, you were living professional lives. Explain to our audience what you guys were doing.
Well, I was at that point in time, and this is
24
years ago. I was a professional geologist and engineer. We lived in a fairly large city. Patrice was actually working for an agricultural development company, and we used to have that, lived in a beautiful home out in a suburb, and we made that daily commute of what should have been about maybe 20, 30 minutes, and frequently was an hour, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And after having done all of that, and finally, as Patrice will famously say,
having got stuck in traffic one time too many, we decided that this just wasn't going to work for us. We needed to go somewhere else. We needed to do something else. So we naively said, oh, heck, we'll just move up here into the country. And we moved to a lovely little place in Oregon, about 4 acres. Mm-hmm. And we decided that we could just drop everything and start doing this. And both of us had the idea that it's not gonna, things weren't going to change all that much. We could both find something to do when we moved there.
Some kind of job.
And it took us about 5, 6, 7 years of realizing that it's not quite the same thing before we finally got into the groove and finally got to the place where we said, hey, we can make this work. We can do things that here at our little homestead, raise our own food, take care of teaching our own children, basically just living a life where you wake up in the morning and the sun is shining and you're not suddenly locked in to the fact that you're going to be spending the rest of your day in a cubicle.
Exactly.
We had started a woodcraft business at home because one of the things that we realized early on is that the key to successful country living is to be able to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And Don has always been a brilliant woodworker. He segued that into a business, and that business supported us. He actually just retired from it. That business supported us for 26 years.
Wow.
And as a result, we were always there for the children. They always had their father in the home. We homeschooled. We never had to use daycare or anything like that. It was a lot of work. Don't get us wrong. It wasn't, all peaches and cream. But it was a challenge, and it kept us home, and that was the main thing. And when it came time to move from that 4-acre parcel to the 20-acre parcel we currently live on, we could take the job with us because working from home frees you up from having to stay in proximity to a city. It's kind of the key to successful rural living as far as we're concerned.
And the thing is, a lot of your listeners out there are going, oh, that's great. So the guy's a great woodworker. Thanks, hon.
Yeah.
but the reality of it is anybody can do this.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't that difficult to do. You simply have to make a decision that this is the steps you're going to take, and you step forward and do it. And I'm serious that it doesn't require a great set of skill set in working with wood or anything else along those lines. It just simply is a matter of desire, will, and the desire to finally leave that deadening life that you had before and get out and get a little fresh air.
Right. And I got to imagine every time you had the temptation to go back, you remembered that that hour and a half commute being stuck in traffic. And what a shock to the system that would be after experiencing, the simple rural life as you got through the process. More from Don and Patrice Lewis as we talk about the simplicity of country living. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Dear, I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day. Well, I am a soul on fire. Dear, I am a soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And for those of you who have pondered, maybe you've woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning and thought, gosh, wouldn't it be nice to get away from, this crazy city life and get away from it all? Well, our two guests, Don and Patrice Lewis, did such a thing. They now live on 20 acres in Idaho's Panhandle with their two homeschooled children who've now grown up, and they didn't damage them. I mean, they homeschooled them, and they're doing quite well, by the way, just so you know. And, of course, they've got all kinds of fun livestock just to keep things exciting because, that's what you do when you're living a practical country life, right, Don?
That's what you do. Yeah. Whether you want to do it or not, that's what you do. It turns out we want to do it very much.
Well, Patrice, did you realize, after you made the jump, because you really did this kind of cold turkey, you first started out.
We had no plans.
Yeah. I mean, you just go up there and you do it, and I imagine, like anything, probably in that first year or so, several times you said, did we do the right thing, honey?
It was pretty tough at first. We thought optimistically we'd be able to find jobs when we first left California and moved to Oregon, and that turned out not to be the case. And so kind of out of desperation is when my husband started his woodcraft business, and it worked very well. There was a few years of financial struggles, but not a huge deal. And we learned to live very frugally, which I think is a huge advantage. And then gradually things stabilized, and kids were born, and we started homeschooling them. And it's been quite a ride, but it's something that neither of us have any regrets about at all.
Don, what about networking with other locals? Were they helpful to say, hey, this is the country life? You got to learn about canning, and here's some cows, and let's make cheese together, and things like that. Did you get any advice from the locals?
You know, we got lots of advice. And the interesting thing about this is what you have to do when you move to the country is simply be yourself. You have to leave some things behind. You have to leave certain expectations. For instance, during hunting season, you're not going to get that guy out there to fix your roof. At all. he'll show up eventually, after you've got his buck or whatever. But up until that point in time, you know what? You just kind of throw a tarp over it. He'll be there.
That's right.
But it's kind of like life in Hawaii.
You know, Hawaii, the same thing. When surf's up, everybody's gone. You know, that's just the way it happens in certain communities. So that's interesting. Go ahead, Patrice. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was going to say that a lot of what we ended up learning, teaching ourselves, was not a result so much as mentoring as it was the support of friends and neighbors. For example, I taught myself how to milk a cow. I taught myself how to milk, how to make cheese. I taught myself how to can. Not because there weren't others to teach me so much as that's just what others did. So it was, you know, I'd see a slab of homemade cheese at a friend's house and say, can you do that? Wow, I think I'll teach myself how to do that. And so it's very encouraging when others are doing the things that you long to do. It's kind of like a master class. They can be there if you need them, but encouragement is there.
And people want to help. You know, again, if you've got the right attitude going in, you don't come in and say, hey, look at me, I'm from the big city, and let me tell you yokels how to do things.
Right.
But if you come in and say, I am the newbie here, I am the acolyte here, you are the people who have done this for years, can you help me? We've not ran into a single person that has ever said, no, hey, they'll say, let me tell you how to do some stuff. And after you do some of those things, you say, well, okay, that worked or it didn't work for me. But these people, the country folks, are the friendliest people on earth, as long as you respect their boundaries.
Exactly. Well, Patrice, you talk about learning how to milk cows and making cheese and canning. What did you say you taught yourself? I mean, did you do a YouTube university thing, or you just by practically going in and saying, well, I think I've seen this before. I heard that you grab the udder and you just kind of pull down and all of a sudden you got milk coming out and you think, okay, I'm getting there.
Bingo.
That's it, huh?
That's exactly what happened. Well, first of all, this was before the Internet was really popular. We didn't get the Internet until about 1996, I think. And even then, it was still in its more primitive days. So, yeah, these are things that we just learned by hook or by crook. You know, book learning will only take you so far. There comes a point where you just have to dive in, get your hands dirty, and figure it out. And, you know, that applies to everything from, you know, driving a car to milking a cow. And, you know, in fact, I remember when it came time to milk our first cow, I really had no idea what I was doing. And it was just with the sense of dread I went out there that first morning. And you figure it out. You figure out what works, what doesn't, what stresses the cow, what's pleasing to the cow.
Right.
And suddenly you've got a bucket full of milk.
Yeah,
and
so
a black eye. That was one
time. And a black eye.
Just once.
Yeah, just one. Okay. Yeah, and then Don's got to go, and then Don has to go and blame it on the cow, right? It was the cow. It wasn't me.
Actually, it was funny because this cow had overgrown hooves, and so I was reading in the cow book, there's that book knowledge again, that the best thing to do is to get the cow used to having her feet handled. One morning after milking, I picked up her hoof, and she went cork and clocked me in the eye, and that was the end of that. So.
Oh. Well, another one of those lessons learned, and that's why it's all about practical country living, and what prompted you to do the series, you know, here's what you went through. So what a great piece of resource that you have now made available to us newbies and those of us that would think about coming out to the country with these 24 e-pamphlets. Don, explain a little bit more, you know, the genesis of these, you know, of these e-pamphlets.
Comes down to the fact that my wife is an inveterate writer. She can't stay away from a keyboard. If she's not milking a cow, she's writing about milking a cow. So,
and the keyboard doesn't kick you in the eyeball either, so that's always good, right, Patrice?
Yeah, it makes it a little hard.
Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
It was one of those things where it actually started off, believe it or not, with canning, because every time I post something on my blog about the subject of canning, I was just bombarded with questions. And it finally occurred to me that it might be easiest to take this and just write about it. So I started posting questions to my readers, you know, send me your questions. you know, send me what you want answered. And I incorporated it all into a series of these three e-booklets. And then it kind of snowballed from there. Well, how do you milk a cow? Okay, let me explain how to milk a cow. Well, how do you dehorn a calf? And so I'd explain how to dehorn a calf. And we just turned these into very inexpensive e-booklets so that, you know, the goal was not so much to get rich off these things. That's not what they're all about. The goal is to make them as inexpensive as possible to people who are familiarizing themselves with these basic things that you do while living in the country, while living on a homestead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Don, this is about sustenance, isn't this?
Oh, sure it is. Yeah, no, and we do very well at it. We're probably about, I mean, the whole idea of being self-sufficient, it's not an end, it's a goal, it's just a journey. Mm-hmm. And we're probably about 90% self-sufficient in our in our vegetables and our fruits and those type things.
And eggs and dairy.
Yeah, but, of course, you know, nobody can get to the end of all of that. I, for instance, as I got older, I finally bit the bullet and bought a really nice tractor. Mm. I can't make a tractor.
Right.
Somebody else had to make that tractor.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you what, the tractor sure makes a big difference from having to haul things around by our, just with our main strength, because our main strength isn't as high as it used to be.
Well, 20 acres. I mean, we went from 4 to 20 acres, for goodness sakes, and not to mention the fact that two of your employees are out fooling around outside of the compound there now, you know, pursuing their lives, right?
Yeah, no, that was losing our farmhands was a big deal.
Yeah, well, I bet.
It's a wonderful thing.
Well, Don, I understand on a controversial point here that, you know, people are all excited talking about Oregon. You know, you can grow pot and, you know, all that stuff is being ferreted out between the federal government and the states. But you have a bit of a warning here for, you know, the effect that growing marijuana in the Northwest, its impact. Break that down for us.
That, you know, it's turned into a huge business. And I made a trip a little while ago back into Oregon, and it's amazing to drive down the streets there and see, like, it seems as though every other store is now selling marijuana products. And unfortunately, it means also that you run into an awful lot of people who basically spend their entire day stoned.
Oh, wow.
I know I've got a lot of old friends who live in that area, and a lot of them now are waking up every morning and they have a hit. And then throughout the day, they're stoned and they just, and it's very calming and very relaxing, and it ends all of their creativity.
Mm-hmm. And ambition and goals.
Even at an older age.
Oh, yeah, even at an older age, actually more so at an older age. I mean, after all, I'm of that age where I grew up in that, essentially the birth of marijuana as a recreational product by teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I saw, you know, what was going on through all of that time. And, you know, back then, you know, what the THC content was, you know, 1.5%, 3%. And nowadays, they're clocking in at 30% THC out of the stuff that's being sold in Colorado.
Wow.
And it's not like getting drunk. You get drunk, you start falling down, you start stumbling. People can recognize it. But with this, with marijuana, you can just go all through your day just slightly out of tune.
Well, and it seems to be affecting the communities in an adverse way, because the pot growers come in, and these are business people. They are there to grow a product, and they are there to sell that product, and woe betide anybody who gets in the way of their ambition. They're not the ones getting stoned. But they're a lot of the pot growers are in dealing with intimidation and harassment of the locals who may object to having this, you know, massive compound next to them with, you know, vicious dogs and high fences and bright lights.
Wow. No.
And so they start a series of harassment of anybody, shutting down anybody who objects to the changes that are taking place as a result of the pot growers going into the community. Mm. And we used to live in the Rogue Valley in southwest Oregon, and the changes taking place there, I hear, are very detrimental.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Don and Patrice, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
But didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Lifetime Grays.